No, Winona's not here with me. It makes me sad.
Yup. But my voice is here.
Oh, yeah, your voice is here.
Yeah, so, you know, I couldn't just leave you alone. I don't know what you would do. Like, you left me alone all last week, which was very enjoyable.
What? Yeah, I know. I did leave you alone all last week.
But except for that one with the interview with that. Never mind. That's not even important. Books.
Hey, I'm Jade.
And I'm Winona. Thank you for remembering to introduce us.
Winona, you guys see that pretty picture? Winona has the red lipstick on and the headband.
As cute as can be, to die for.
And, well, we are two of the 12 of the wonderful ladies of the And I Thought ladies. And let's see. Hold on. We wrote some books. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes. We wrote some books. Laughing at my own stuff. And we wrote some books.
Okay. Yeah, except for that.
So, we have written books, And I Thought the Voice Was Bad with Other Life Lessons, And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy, And I Thought I Could Juggle It. I wish Winona, because she would be like hand showing books right now. I don't have them. And I thought I could live my journey alone, and I thought I had an all figured out fiction pilot.
Episode 1. Yes, so Hollywood, by the way. This is the book where you just find actors and make them read lines. Because, yes, it's already done and it's perfect. And my pilot episode is ready to go. Make me more famous. I know narcissism is... Narcissism is exhausting. But it has to be done.
Oh, okay. Whatever, Winona. Okay, so you can find all of this on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and AndWeThought.com. You guys, if you go to AndWeThought.com, not AndWeThought, AndWeThought.com.
Because these ladies don't fight.
No, right. And you go to the ladies page, go all the way down at the bottom, you will see three charities that we probably support. And you guys, please try to support them too. They take donations, clothes, food,
time.
You know, volunteering is a thing. You don't have yes. to do anything, but maybe an hour of your time.
Hey, quick question. Can I say my favorite thing now? Because, I mean, we've done the charity thing and the responsible thing.
Just writing life also.
No, you did not take it from me.
Yes, I did. You can check that out on Amazon. Please start with episode 2, guys.
And you can also see us on channel 18 on the Sacramento television.
Okay, you guys, but you guys aren't here to hear about us ramble on and on. You're here to hear about our wonderful guests. So, wonderful guests, would you like to introduce yourself?
I sure would. I'm Jasmine Growley. I am a podcaster, a public relations professional, a journalist, and a millennial trying to figure this stuff out. Thank you so much, you guys, for having me.
Millennial trying to figure this stuff out. That's hilarious. I love it. I love it, personally. I love it. So, Winona, I know you have questions.
I was just about to say, PR professionals, I have questions I want to ask off camera. But first and foremost, let us ask about, you do a show with artists, correct?
Yes.
So how did you decide to go from being like a PR person and make it into an actual show in Chicago with artists?
Well, it's an idea that... I mean, I know this sounds cliche and it's something that everybody says, but it was really organic. I am a creative professional. I technically, you know, public relations is not one of the STEM professions. You know, it's not science. It's not grounded in, you know, quantitative research or anything like that. It's about coming up with ideas and finding a way to execute them. So I have a bunch of friends, a bunch of acquaintances and, you know, people that I've worked with in the past that are in the creative sector, and they are so extremely talented and really passionate about their work, but they weren't getting paid for doing what they love. So I would have these conversations about, you know, trying to marry the art and the finances, and I figured, you know, there are extremely successful examples of, you know, creative professionals that have managed to make their art make them money. And I wanted to hear their stories and I wanted to share them. So, you know, I figured a podcast is the best way to get their stories out there, because that's what we're all listening to right now. I know I'm a podcast junkie, and I partnered with one of my friends who is a marketing like maniac, and she's also the publisher of Made Magazine. Her name is Chris Williams, and she helped me bring this idea to light, and you know, we've been going ever since. It launched at the top of the year, and I've interviewed quite a few extremely talented and insightful people that shared their creative journey. So here we are.
I have to say, though, first of all, I like your podcast, and I'm a huge supporter of anyone who supports us, otherwise known as the creatives. And Made Magazine is pretty cool. Okay, now that I'm finished, you know, gloating and brown nosing.
You are not brown nosing, whatever.
I'm so joking. I'm finished, you know, putting out all those things. I wanted to ask you, so you going from PR to actually writing in Made Magazine, that makes you a creative as well. Was there a large transition? I know PR is not a STEM thing, but it is business related. Mm-hmm. So to go from business related to creative, do you have to like cut off one part of your mind to do that?
No. Not necessarily, because it's all about telling a story. With PR, you know, of course, it's more so about packaging the story in a way that's easily consumable by the target market. But essentially, it's all about getting really interesting narratives out there to people that care about them. I actually started out in journalism. I have a master's in public affairs journalism from Columbia College, Chicago.
Okay, she took my question, you guys. I was gonna ask that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She took my question. It's okay, go ahead.
I'm a trained journalist, but you know, I realized that it was better for me to explore public relations because it allowed me to move away from just strictly reporting the facts to being able to control the narrative that I was telling, and also it allowed me to meet so many amazing people and actually work with them and give them a viable service that is, you know, sought after, as opposed to traditional journalism, which, you know, it's unfortunately is something that I hate to admit, but it is a dying art. So, yeah, I mean,
this
it's not really
my question's done. This is how you know she's a journalism major.
We have this problem with every journalist that comes on. Every journalist, we have like questions, and then they just start answering them down the list, and you're like, "So, my last question is, how do you feel in general?"
Like, did you have a great day? I bet you weren't expecting that one.
Yeah. But basically, to wrap it all up, it's not really a matter of cutting off one brain and activating another section. It's just about you know, tapping into one area and using that a little bit more than the other, and you know, bring it all together to you know, tell the most useful story to people as possible.
Sure. But you're back in the journalism game with Made Magazine, so I mean, mad props. You found a job in that journalism area.
Yeah, I can't.
Jade.
Well, mm-hmm. she was in the middle of answering a question. And you just threw it to me.
No, I understand.
What were you saying, Jasmine? I apologize.
I don't even remember anymore.
Oh, no. This is going to be a horrible interview.
That is horrible. That is horrible.
This is just a conversation. This
is like, whatever you're saying is not important. Jane, you have to stay over there.
Well, do you?
Well, I do have something to say. I was going to say, so how was it working for Made Magazine? Was it like everything you thought it would be? Is it harder than you thought?
No, it's a pleasure project of mine. I was there at the inception of the magazine. I've actually been working for Fame Enterprises, which is an integrated marketing company, for like 4 years. And May came about 2 years ago. And it just made sense for me to, you know, make sure that I curate content for that particular
project because I'm a journalist. So literally, I, you know, go in and I interview some of the tastemakers, you know, in the culture right now, moving the culture forward and getting them to tell the behind the scenes stories of all of the cool things that they're doing. And I get to do it on my own time, you know, like, for example, I have an interview with Devin Franklin coming up soon, Megan Good's husband, and, you know, the big time exec, and, you know, just people like that, that I've always wanted to touch base with. Unfortunately, through May Magazine, I can do that. So it's been amazing.
Okay. Jasmine, I apologize for this already.
No,
sincerely and wholeheartedly.
No.
Winona, I'm saving myself.
Yeah, save
me. Oh, I have to save myself, Jasmine. My narcissism can't, like, throw me off the cliff of you know, my normal requests. So anyway, which takes me back to being professional, because apparently this conversation needs to become a professional interview at some point.
You want to ask another question, Winona? You just like, let me...
Go ahead, Jade. I'm going to be quiet.
What would you tell people out in here that... Okay, so they're in their STEM job, and they really are creative. What would you tell them? What are the steps you would tell them to transition from their normal culture job to a creative job? What's the top five steps you would give?
Yeah. Well, I'm no expert. The reason that I actually created the podcast is to tap the brains of those that have successfully done it. So really take my opinion with a grain of salt. But one of the things that I learned from one of my guests is making sure that you really know what it is that you're passionate about. Because nowadays, especially with millennials, we're so multi-talented, like we're slash artists. And we think that we can do everything really, really well once we see that we can do something good. You know, like, you really have to make sure that you master your craft before you try to make a career out of it. So, number one, do a self-audit. You know, really make sure that this is something that, first of all, you really are good at. And also ask yourself if you would be willing to do this thing for free. That's how you know that you're passionate about it. Number two, you have to come up with a plan. You know, you have to... give yourself some dates, put it on a timeline as to, you know, when you imagine yourself leaving your, you know, secure STEM job or, you know, wherever you really don't want to be and move into the area that you want to build your career on. And, you know, make sure that you stick to it, you know, put some real markers behind it. And I guess you said three, right?
Oh, whatever list that you want. I just tell people, I always tell people, I'm like, you know, give me your top five. If you only have a top two or three, that's fine. I just say, give me your top five, because some people have five, and some people have two, and some people are like, it's only one quote. I just like.
Yeah, well, I'll give one last one. I actually learned this from an intellectual property lawyer that I had on a couple of months ago, and she advised that you keep your day job as long as you possibly can. Just keep it, you know, always work on your craft, find pockets of time to, you know, deal with your client base if you're, you know, a service-based creative. If you have a product that you want to sell it on the weekends, or, you know, constantly work outside of your day job so that you can have that nest egg to fall back on when you really do launch your business full-fledged. Because it's nothing wrong with making sure that you're secure, because at the end of the day, nobody but you is going to be responsible for paying your bills. And I actually did a solo cast about, you know, your bridge job, basically that job that carries you to your desired full-time profession in, you know, whatever sector that you want to go in. You know, and I've been there. Like, I've worked so many different different jobs that I hated, you know, I absolutely hated it. And there's, you know, certain aspects of my career right now that I don't particularly like, that I, you know, would like to eliminate one day. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So yeah, keep your day job. That's the third and most important. For real.
So my last question is, where can people find you? On the web or wherever?
Yeah, you can find me at Jasmine Growley across all platforms. That's one of the tips that I learned from a branding strategist. Keep it simple. You know, make sure that people can easily find you. So on Instagram at Jasmine Browley, Twitter is Jasmine J Browley, Facebook is the same. And the name of my podcast is How I Made It. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud, and it's also on the Made Magazine website. We come out with episodes every other Thursday.
Fantastic. Winona? Okay, no, okay. So Winona's not answering me right now. She's probably, like, doing her hair.
No, I wish. I was trying to cornrow it back so I could get on camera, but it's not working out so well.
I just thought that was something that I have. So this is bringing us to the end. I know, it went by so quickly. But you can find your ladies at andwethought.com. And wisdom is all around you if
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona. And guess what? Well, this week I have no broken nails.
And Shade. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.